And welcome back to another episode of the Lubari Real Estate Podcast, your go-to source for multifamily real estate investing insights. I'm your host and owner, Jason Lubari Olds, and today we're diving into a concept that's both intriguing and essential for success in real estate investing. Ready, fire, aim. So let's start by unpacking the phrase ready, fire, aim, all right? So it's often, counterintuitive in traditional thinking, where we're usually taught to meticulously plan before taking action, right? However, in the world of real estate investing, this approach can sometimes lead to missed opportunities or even worse, delays in progress. So imagine you have this great investment opportunity right in front of your eyes. You can almost taste it. You've done your research. You've crunched the numbers, and it looks promising. Instead of waiting endlessly for the perfect conditions or overanalyzing every detail, or as we say, you get analysis paralysis, where you've done all the work and you keep on analyzing and overanalyzing and overanalyzing, and then it turns out at the end of the day, you've done nothing but analyze and you haven't taken any action. That's when ready, fire, aim suggests that sometimes it's better to take that initial leap, make a move, and then correct course as you're needed, or correct course as needed. And don't just jump into it. You should make a decision, all right? Because the worst thing that you can do is be on the fence about anything. So if you make a decision, even if it's the wrong decision, the fact that you made a decision allows you to go ahead and correct the course or change your course of action to where you need to be. You know, a commercial airplane or most airplanes are off course 90% of the time, but you still get to your destination. How? Ready, fire, aim. You adjust the course as needed. And of course, this doesn't mean being reckless or uninformed. It's about finding a balance between preparation and action. Understanding that waiting for absolute certainty can often mean missing out on valuable opportunities. So a little bit of my personal story. When I was first getting into investing, I did all the research. I looked up the people who had the most success in the industry, and I learned how to underwrite. I learned how to communicate with brokers, how to communicate with investors. But I never made any calls. So all that analyzing and knowing what to do just left me in the same place. I knew what to do, but I didn't do anything. But when I started making calls and just taking action, it gave me something that sitting behind a phone or sitting behind a computer can never do. And that's the experience. It gave me the experience. And then the more that I did it, the more confident in it I became. And even though I made a bunch of mistakes, and I did make a lot, I was able to learn from my mistakes. And I also learned from the mistakes of others, like my fellow peers and my mentors. And that gave me the direction that I needed to go in order to get to where I am today. And I'm still making mistakes, and it's great. I'm failing my way to the top. I am failing my way to the top. Don't be afraid of failure. Just go for it. You load up and you fire. And you can aim as you're going. That's the important part. Take the action. Take that leap of faith and just go for it. You can adjust on your way because it's never going to be perfect, and it's not supposed to be. And the beauty is in the journey. So keep taking action and keep going for it, no matter what. There's always going to be hurdles and challenges along the way, and they may slow you up. They may catapult you. But you'll never know if you don't pull the trigger. So now we have something special. Boom, boom, boom. We're going to transition into our double header topic for today. The importance of asking better and more specific questions in real estate investing. So one of the most powerful tools in an investor's arsenal is the ability to ask the right questions. Instead of accepting surface level information or making assumptions, asking better and more specific questions can uncover hidden insights, help you mitigate risk, and pave the way for smarter decisions. For example, rather than asking, "Is this property a good investment?" a more specific question could be, "What are the historical vacancy rates in this neighborhood? What's the crime rate? How do they compare to similar areas? What are the rental rates of the comps across the street and in a 1 in 5 mile radius? What are some of the, What are some of the value add opportunities that are common to this area?" So you want to dive down into the details. The devil is in the details. So the more specific of a question you ask, the better answer you will have in return. Being specific in your questions not only helps you gather relevant data, but also demonstrates to sellers, brokers, and your partners that you're serious and you're also a very knowledgeable investor. It shows you've done your homework and are focused on the details that truly matter. Moreover, asking better questions can uncover opportunities that others might overlook. It's about digging deeper, challenging assumptions, and gaining a more comprehensive understanding of the market and the investment potential. And so now, guys, we move on to my favorite part of the podcast, where we talk about what real estate can do for you. And this past week, I had to go to Wisconsin for some training, and you know, it went well. I had fun. But on the flight back, well, I had a connecting flight in Chicago, right? And it was about 2.5 hour flight. The first half, completely silent, nothing, you know, big, you know, it was just regular flight, you know, just minding my own business. And the last hour, you know, I woke up from a little nap as I sometimes do on flights, and I decided to read. So I pulled out one of the books that I'm currently reading right now, The Psychology of Money. And as soon as I pull it out, the guy next to me, he stops what he's doing and he says, "That's a really great book that you're reading. I love that book." And he goes on to tell me that he's been an investor for over 4 decades. And him and his wife are financially free. They are retired and they're just enjoying their life right now. And he was coming back from, you know, a conference that was a pleasure event for him, and, you know, something that he's passionate about. And, you know, we shared a couple comments about that. But anyway, his name was Steve. Really awesome guy. Really awesome guy. He was an electrical engineer. But he invested his money on the side, him and his wife. And he gave me a lot of great advice, and I want to share some of that with you today. And it's mostly about diversifying your portfolio, because as you know, this is a real estate investing podcast, specifically multifamily. But he kind of like opened a door in my mind. And I was like, I completely forgot about that. I've been so focused on multifamily that I didn't even think about diversifying my investment portfolio with other types of passive income. And it just kind of blew my mind at just how simple it was that I forgot about it. But he mentioned a company called Vanguard, and Vanguard specializes in, you know, like Roth IRAs and index funds and mutual funds. And so he gave me some really good advice about opening a Roth IRA and just put it in the max every year. That way it has more time to grow. You know, as soon as January 1st hits, you put the max into your Roth IRA account and you just let it grow for the rest of the year. And you continually do that. And you continually do that. And in about 10 years, 20 years, however long you let it go, and it's a beautiful thing, because there's this wonderful, wonderful, absolutely incredible thing that investing can do for you. It's called exponential growth. And you just start off slow, and over time, your investments compound. And it's not like a diagram along the X and Y axis where it's a diagonal line going up and forever. No. It starts at the bottom, it stays at the bottom, and it slowly grows. It slowly grows. And after a while, boom, it's like this explosion of passive income, or explosion of, you know, just basically seeing your investments double, triple, exponentially grow. But you have to be patient. You have to be consistent. And along with The Psychology of Money, he gave me another book to read, and it's called The Little Book of Investing by John Bogle. And so what I'm going to do with my passive income is diversify my portfolio. So not only will I have passive income from real estate, I'll have passive income from investing as well. And I'm just going to leave that to a side, because in a Roth IRA, it's going to be non-taxable unless I withdraw before retirement age. So just as long as I keep investing, it keeps growing. And then by the time I reach retirement age, I mean, I'll have even more money to invest in the real estate, and I'll still be young. So it's important to diversify your portfolio. This man had results that I wanted, and he gave me the advice. It was a genuine gift from God, from the universe, and it's crazy how things work sometimes. But what's even more important is the willingness to learn and having an open mind, because that right there was an opportunity. It was a door or a window of opportunity that just opened up right there. And if I were to have a closed mind, I would have let it pass me by, and that could have been something that could really help myself and my family, and I would have just, you know, brushed it off of my shoulders as nothing important. But having an open mind can lead to more opportunities. Well, as we wrap up today's episode, remember the balance between ready, fire, aim, and asking better questions. Embrace calculated risk, but always strive for informed decisions backed by thorough analysis and precise questioning. And as always, thank you for tuning in to the Lubari Real Estate Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe for more valuable insights. And until next time, happy investing. I love you all and be blessed.